Ewutwe Kropon is a serene village in the Senya district of the Central Region. Rolling lands filled with thick foliage is a regular feature of the landscape. This is home to about 800 inhabitants, most of whom earn a living as farmers. Naye Fisadankwa is the traditional ruler of Ewutwe Kropon. The 66-year-old man has been in power for more than 30 years. He has no formal education, aside of the tutelage he received from community elders prior to his inauguration as chief of the village in 1984. He said apart from traditional norms, he was schooled in best practices in public behavior.
I learned how to relate with both single and married women. For example, there was a need to ensure the presence of my linguist anytime I dealt with an unmarried woman. I also needed to avoid being influenced through bribery. I was told I could lose my position as chief if I engaged in any criminal activity.
Effective administration of the village heavily revolves around taboos. For instance, pounding of fufu, a local Ghanaian dish, is forbidden at night. Carrying freshly harvested palm bunches to the village is prohibited. Also, women are not allowed to go near water bodies during their menses. It is equally an offense to beat drums or play loud music 21 days before celebration of the annual Ewutu Wubia Festival, and so on. That may sound more like infringement on rights of the people, but John Labi from neighboring Ewutu Fako thinks otherwise. He said taboos help chiefs to maintain law and order in communities like Ewutwe Kropon, which currently has no police presence. Nai Dankwa also explains all taboos are sanctioned by the courts and any infringement could attract fines. But Nai Dankwa is also development-oriented. In a partnership with the non-profit Plant Ghana, he has been able to build a cassava processing plant, a library for children attending the two village schools, and homes for teachers.
We built a library so that the children could get access to supplementary reading materials after school hours. The teachers' quarters were also meant to serve as incentive to young tutors posted to Ewutu Ekropon. Without that, most teachers find staying in the village difficult, and we wanted to avoid that. We have electricity, but power outages are too frequent. Now our next target is to raise funds for a solar power project for the village.
Ghana's constitution does not allow active participation of traditional chiefs in politics, but Nai Dankwa says he facilitates the democratic process by assisting visiting political parties who want to organize rallies in the village during national election campaigns. The chief also takes part in settlement of cases using alternate dispute resolution mechanisms.
I'm the arbitration chairman.
I serve as a chairman of an arbitration committee at Ofako Odupon. The cases are many. Most of them border on land and marriage issues. We don't handle criminal cases. They are referred to the police.
Whether he stays in office as chief depends on how well Nai Dankwa serves his people. Otherwise, he could be unseated. It is, however, not likely that his son Jonas, who heads the only private school in the village, could step in his shoes. Succession occurs along matriarchal lines. Jonas is aware of this and says he has other goals of developing himself up the social ladder. He also plans to help mold the mindset of children in his school so they can look beyond the traditional confines of the village. Joanna Mante for VOA News.